Good morning， 弟兄姐妹们，早晨好。
Can you hear me？
大家都可以听到吧
？So I'm from San Francisco。
我是从旧金山来。
And I know what you would be thinking right now。
我想弟兄姐妹们，你们心中可能在想什么
？When we have a guest speaker visit San Francisco。And when, as we are watching him, we always think of something.
当我们每次在旧金山的聚会当中有从外边来的讲员的时候，我们都会看他。
I always thought is, how old is this speaker?
我首先想到的就是他今年有多少岁。
So before you ask me, I'm going to tell you.
所以弟兄没问我之前，我就要告诉大家。
Like our brother said, I already had received my Medicare.
像我们的弟兄刚才所讲的，我已经开始领我的那个医疗社会医疗保险。
So I'm glad to see so many young people that you have not received Medicare.
我非常高兴看见很多我们中间是年轻的，还没有到领这个保险的年龄。
But when you accept the Lord Jesus, you will receive something far better than Medicare.
但是如果我们接受到主耶稣基督，我们实在是领受了一个比那个社会医疗保险更美好的东西。
Because Social Security have a limit.
因为这个社会保险是有限的。
But the grace of the Lord, the blessing is unlimited.
但是神的恩典和祝福是无限的。
So again, I'd like to first welcome everybody here.
我要首先欢迎我们每一位来到今天的聚会当中。
So may I just ask, who amongst us are being invited to be here this morning?
我要问一下，今天早晨有多少是受邀请来到我们中间的？
Can you raise your hand for me?
请大家举一下手好吗
？Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
So I just like to first say that to become a Christian is not a religion.
我首先要告诉弟兄姐妹朋友们的是，要成为基督徒不是进入一个宗教。
To become a Christian.Is not idol worshiping.
成为基督徒也不是敬拜偶像。
To be a Christian is a relationship with the true God.
成为基督徒乃是和这位真神有一个生命的关系。
It sounds mysterious.
好像这听上来非常严肃的一件事情。
But it is the heart of God that when He created.Man and woman, he want to have a relationship with those he created.
但是在神的心中，当他创造人类的时候，他愿意和他所创造的人类有一个生命的关系。
So this morning, I'd like to share with you what did you gain when you become a Christian.
所以今天早晨，我要和弟兄姐妹朋友们分享，当你成为基督徒的时候，你得到的是什么
？Or what did you really possess?When you have this relationship with the true and living God.
当你和这位真神有一个生命关系的时候，你所拥有的是什么？
And some of you, if you are new, coming to Christianity, you will realize that there's a lot of very, some word you may not be familiar.
所以很多我们一开始接触到基督信仰的人，对很多的词汇可能并不是很熟悉。
So, for example, the word Jesus.
比如说耶稣。
So Jesus is the name. He's the Son of God. He came as a person 2023 years ago.
主耶稣，耶稣乃是他的名字，他是神的儿子，2000年前左右来到这个世上。
So when you write out your date, on the calendar, 2023. So Jesus actually came as a person 2023 years ago.
所以当我们今天用我们的日期的时候，比如说2023年，这个日期呢，是那个时候主耶稣基督来到地上成为人的样式。
So before he came, that period of time is called the BC, before Christ.
在我们主耶稣基督来到这个世界之前，那个日子叫做公元前。
So we know that when Jesus came, as recorded in the Bible, is a fact.
当主耶稣基督来到地上，在我们圣经里边所记载的， 那是一个事实。
And sometimes you hear the word Christ.
我们有时候也会听见基督这个词。
We said Jesus Christ, right?
比如说基督耶稣。
So Christ basically means he's the promised savior.
基督这个词乃是讲到他是那个受应许的那位救主。
So he came to save people from under the bondage of sin.
他来到这个地上要把人从罪的辖制当中拯救出来。
To save from the bondage of the evil one.
要把人从那个仇敌邪恶的捆绑当中拯救出来。
And sometimes you hear the word Lord, L-O-R-D.
有的时候我们也会听见主这个词。
And that basically means is master.
他的意思就是他是那位主人。
So before I became a Christian,
所以在我成为基督徒之前
,sin was my master.
罪是我的主人。
The world is my master.
世界是我的主人。
Lust is my master.
那个邪恶的淫乱的思想是我的主人。
Gambling was my master.
或者是赌博是我的主人。
But after I accept Jesus as my savior,
但是当我接受到主耶稣基督成为我救主之后
,Jesus is my savior, is my Lord.
他是我的主，他是我的救主。
I just finished my tax return. Some of you know it's coming up, October 15th, 16th.
我刚刚完成我的这个税收的填表，有的人知道这是应该在10月15号之前。
So every year we have to file a tax return.
每年我们都需要填税表。
And then after the accountant do all the number, and then he will have a final accounting of what happened.
那当这个会计师给我们做了一个结束之后，他会告诉我们说这一年总的数目是多少。
So same thing people often ask is, what do I gain to be a Christian?
所以这同样的很多人也问，当我成为基督徒的时候，我所得着的是什么？
What do I actually benefit to be a Christian?
我成为基督徒，我所得着的恩典是什么？
So this is what I'd like to spend some time this morning.
今天早晨我愿意花一点时间在这些事情上。
So I'd like to first read a couple of passages.
首先要读几处经文。
It's in John chapter 10.
是在约翰福音的第十章。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
So we'll give a second to help to open up.
对，请弟兄姐妹们花一点时间找到约翰福音第十章。
We'll be reading verse 10 and 11.
我们要读第十节和第十一节。
The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了是要叫羊或者人得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
Verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
第十一节，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
In verse 10, when it said the thief come,
当第十节说到说盗贼来，
we talk about is that there's so many philosophy in this world.
讲到这个世界上有许多的不同的哲学。
How to be a good person.
教导我们怎样成为一个好人。
And even morality.
或者是道德方层面的。
And many idol worshipping.
或者是敬拜那些偶像。
They always try to taught me to be a good person so you can be accepted into heaven.
都是教导人成为好人，能够成为被天所接受的。
Some philosophy tells you that there's, when a person dies, nothing happens.
有的哲学呢，告诉说人死了之后就一了了之了。
Here it said that those are thieves. It come and it steal and kill and destroy.
这里就是这里边所讲的盗贼来，是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
Because at the end of the life, what is the most important? Is, are you in heaven or are you in hell?
因为在生命结束的时候，最重要的事情是什么呢？是我们在天堂还是在地狱？
Two weeks ago, I was at my mother's funeral in Hong Kong.
两周之前，我回到香港参加我母亲的葬礼。
She lived up to 95 years old.
她活了95岁。
I simply share that 95 years is a long time.
我会告诉弟兄姐妹们，95年是非常长的时间。
My dad lived to 104.
我的父亲活到104岁。
He passed away last year in Hong Kong.
他也是在去年在香港离世。
You know, 104 years is a long time, a very long time.
你知道104岁是非常非常长的。
You know, you work through this life 104 years old.
我们在这个地上生活104岁。
But truthfully, if you did not have a relationship with God, it's zero.
但是如果我们没有与神之间的关系，那就等于是零。
But this is what I want to share with you is the Lord is a good shepherd.
所以我要跟弟兄姐妹朋友们分享的是，我们的主他是好牧人。
He said he come that we may have life and have it to the full.
他告诉我们说，他来是要叫我们得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
So the first part when he talk about life, he's talking about eternal life that we will be in heaven.
首先我们讲到这个生命是讲到永恒的生命，是在天堂里的生命。
And then the second part is that it have it to the full.
第二部分讲到这个生命要丰盛。
There's a better translation is called the abundant life.
或者一个更好的翻译呢是丰盛的生命。
So I'd like to use that as a theme this morning to share with you about the abundant life when you receive Jesus as your Savior.
这是今天早晨我要和朋友们分享的主题，就是当你接受主耶稣基督的时候，你得到的是丰盛的生命。
Now there's another verse I'd like to read is in Psalm 23.
另外一处经文要读的是诗篇23篇。
This is a very beautiful hymn.
这是一首非常美好的诗篇。
Psalm 23,
诗篇23篇。
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness, for his name's sake.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
我虽然行过死人的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖你的肝都安慰我。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
When David wrote this psalm, when King David wrote this psalm,
当大卫王写了这首诗篇的时候
，the culture at the time is to raise sheep.
那个时候当地的这些文化是在牧羊。
So he wrote this as a metaphor, using that we are like sheep, and God is the shepherd.
所以他借着这个牧羊成为一个比喻，我们就是那些羊，神是牧者。
When my kids were growing up, when they were watching cartoon and Disney movie, they thought the sheep is a nice little cute little thing.
当我的孩子们长大的时候，他们看见这些动画片，觉得这羊是非常可爱的一个动物。
When you saw that on cartoon and movie, you want to go and hug them, don't you?
当我们看见在这些动画片里面看见羊的时候，我们会不会有一种冲动需要拥抱它们？
But the reality is that the The lamb is very dirty and filthy.
但实际上呢，这个羊它本身是挺脏的一个动物。
So many times they have these long hairs and they walking around the mud and they would carry 80 to 100 pounds of mud along on the hair.
因为他们身上有长了非常长的毛，在这个泥里边走的时候，有时候甚至身上带着80到100磅重量的这些泥土。
And they attract a lot of flies too.
并且这些吸引了很多的苍蝇。
So often if you look at the lamb, you see that they have a very round body, like a little barrel.
所以我们看见羊的时候，看见他们的都身体都是非常圆的，像那个
short legs.
他们有非常短的腿。
So many times when they fell off on the side, they cannot get back up on their own.
很多时候他们跌倒在路边的时候，甚至没有办法自己起来。
And so much time because of the sun, in a day, they would be dehydrated and die.
很多的时候因着日头的燃热，他们失水就会死亡。
So one of the shepherd's job is to find them and to rescue them.
所以牧者的工作就是要找到他们，要救他们。
When you come to San Francisco or Seattle, you see a lot of Tesla.
当我们到这个西雅图或者是旧金山，我们看见很多这个 Tesla 的车。
I've been riding in brother son's Tesla.
我坐了孙弟兄他的 Tesla.
I told him that I wish my son be like his son.
我实在是需要，我感觉希望我的儿子也是像我的儿子一样，像他的儿子。
You know the Tesla has such a smooth body shape.
因为我们知道这个Tesla 车呢，它的这个形状非常的流线
型，
好像是一个非常的空力，有美好的空气动力学的样子。
But the sheep is just the opposite.
但是羊呢，却是相反的。
They are stubborn.
他们非常固执。
They get lost very easily.
非常容易的迷失。
So the psalm is actually speaking on our behalf.
所以这个诗实际上是在借着我们来说话。
They talk about how we get lost all the time.
讲到我们非常容易失
，how we fall very easily and cannot get back up.
我们非常容易跌倒，甚至不能自己起来。
Let me share an example, in my family.
我要在我的家庭里边，举我们家庭里边的一个例子。
When I was in high school, my father had an affair with another lady.
当我在我的高中的时候，我的父亲和一个女人有了婚外情。
So the whole family become chaotic.
所以我们的家里边进入了一片的混乱。
But hit the most hard is my mom.
但是我的母亲实际上她是那个被打击最厉害的那一位。
It's like she got thrown off her horse, which was her marriage.
好像她被从这个家里边赶出去，从这个婚姻里边出去一样。
She was bitter ever since that.
从那开始，她里边就充满了许多的苦毒。
So even since my dad returned home,
甚至当我的父亲重新回到家里的时候
，my mom stayed at home only for the kids.
我的母亲之所以能够留在家里，是因为孩子们的原因。
We can feel her bitterness.
我们可以感觉到他里边的痛苦。
She's like a sheep, she fell, but she cannot get back on her own.
就像那个羊跌倒了之后自己不能够爬起来一样。
When she was 90 years old, she accepted the Lord as her savior.
当她90岁的时候，她接受主作为她个人的救主。
And that's the time she regained her joy.
那个时候她才重新拾取了她的喜乐。
This is a beautiful psalm.
这是一首非常美丽的诗篇。
It only has 6 verses.
只有六节。
It talk about the shepherd and the sheep.
讲到牧者和羊。
In this short 6 verses,
在这短短的六节诗篇当中，
It talk about 9 times about God.
有九次提到神。
And 14 times about me.
14次提到我。
He talked about He lead me, He guide me.
讲到神领导我，引领我，引领我前面的路。
He prepared a table, He anointed me.
他在我面前预备宴席，他膏了我的头。
He talked about 9 times, talked about He.
有9次讲到他。
And 16 times he talked about me.
16次讲到我。
He said, the Lord is me, my shepherd.
他讲到耶和华是我的牧者。
He leads me beside quiet pasture.
他引领我到可安歇的水边。
He restored my soul.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。
16 times he talked about us, me, you.
16次讲到我，讲到我们每一个人。
So this is a relationship about God and you.
这是关乎于神和我们之间关系的一首诗篇。
In fact, even for people who do not know about Jesus and God, the whole world caught on to the beauty of this psalm.
甚至那对于许多还没有信主的人，全世界都为这首诗篇的美丽所震惊。
Because there's something about this psalm.
因为在这首诗篇当中
，it speaks into our heart.
有一些事情是。说到我们心灵的深处。
It speaks into our heart that there's so much lack in our life.
因为他知道在我们的心灵深处，我们知道我们的生命里边有缺失。
There's so much insecurity in our life.
在我们的生命当中有许多的不确定。
And they also talk about there's something about this God who loves us.
也谈到这位神，他是一位爱我们的神。
We talk about God provided for us.
讲到神，他供应我们。
Today we have many lack.
今天我们有许多需要。
I remember there's time that I worry about my retirement.
我记得我有的时候会为我的退休而忧虑。
There's time I worry about the health of my parents.
有的时候我会为我的父母亲的健康所忧虑。
One of my worst dream is dream of my father passing away my dream.
我这个梦当中最恶的一个梦呢，就是我梦见我的父亲去世的。
When I graduated from chiropractic college, that's the worst day in my life.
当我从那个推拿学校毕业的时候，我里边最差的一个梦就是梦见我的父亲。
Because that's the day I become unemployed.
因为那一天我就失业了。
And I don't know where I will be going.
我不知道我要去什么地方。
But this is a beautiful psalm.
但是这是一首美丽的诗篇。
It talks about that the Lord will make me lie down in green pasture. He'll provide for us.
因为他提到神要使我们躺卧在青草地上，他要供应我们的一切。
He leads me beside quiet water.
他领我们到可安歇的水边。
You know something about the sheep?
我们知道有些关乎羊的事情吗
？They get scared very easily,
因为他们非常容易的惧怕。
They cannot drink from a stream that is running very fast.
他们不敢在那个非常急流的小溪里边喝水。
They will only drink when the water is very quiet.
他们只敢在那个安静的水边喝水。
So this is how intimate our God.Take care of us, provide for us.
这就是神如此他亲密的要与我们同行，要供应我们。
And you love the word, He makes me lie down in green pasture.
所以我们非常喜欢这句话，他使我躺卧在青草地上。
He makes. What does that mean? He makes you lie down in green pasture.
这里边是说他使我，什么意思呢？他使我躺卧在青草地上。
Lamb is.It's like that. Sometimes they don't know the sheep doesn't know their limits. They will eat and eat and eat, and they don't really stop even when they're full.
因为这个羊，他们不知道自己那个胃的限制，所以他们一直吃，一直吃，不知道什么时候已经吃饱。
When we had dinner last night, we talked about that. You should stop when you eat 70% satisfied.
所以是昨天晚上我们吃晚餐的时候，我们就谈到。如果你吃到七分饱的时候，就应该停下来。
Because when the sheep ate too much, their stomach bloated, and then it make them hard to actually walk.
因为当这个羊吃的过多的时候，他们的胃撑得很大，他们行走 很不方便。
But a good shepherd come is to make them lie down and stop eating.
所以这个好牧人就是来到他们面前，让他们躺卧在青草地上，不要再吃了。
The world is full of things that trying to draw you away that would make you pay a price.
这个世界有许多的事情要带我们走向迷途，让我们付上巨大的代价。
Someone always told me, if you get a 10% raise at work,
有的人告诉我说，如果你在这工作当中得到了 10% 的这个涨薪的话，
they will give you 30% more work.
他们就会给你 30% 更多的工作。
Is that true?
这不是事实吗？
But praise the Lord.
但是我们感谢主。
He make us lie down in green pasture.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
In verse 3, King David wrote, He restored my soul.
在第三节，大卫王写到说，他使我的灵魂苏醒。
At one point, King David fall into very, very serious sin.
因为有一段时间，大卫王落进了非常可怕的罪中。
He committed adultery. He took someone's wife to be his wife.
他犯了奸淫罪。抢夺了别人的妻子。
He murdered someone. He killed someone intentionally to cover up his crime.
并且为了这个，他有意识的杀人，要灭口。
And after he had committed this sin, he felt his relationship with God was separated. It's very far away.
当他犯了这个罪的时候，他感觉到他和神之间的关系是非常的遥远。
But one day he repented.
但是有一天他悔改了。
He asked for forgiveness.
他求神赦免。
And God restored his soul.
神就使他的灵魂苏醒。
He regained his relationship with God.
他和神之间的关系被恢复了。
So when King David wrote about He restored my soul,It is totally coming from his experience.
所以当大卫王写到他使我的灵魂苏醒的时候，完全是出于他个人的经历。
The last time I was amongst you, I had shared about how I accepted the Lord.
上一次我来到弟兄姐妹中间的时候，提到我是怎样接受主的。
How many of you still remember?
还有多少人记得？
I was hoping if you still remember, I won't have to repeat it.
我也盼望着大家能够记得，所以今天就不需要重复了。
So, for the sake of time, I just want to summarize that even though I was a chiropractor and was successful in the eyes in the world,
为了时间的关系，我需要简单的总结一下。虽然我是一个很成功的推拿师，在世人眼中是被接受的。
But I was very unhappy inside because I was not able to love my patient genuinely.Like in Chinese, they have a saying, to be a physician, you should love and care your patient like your father, your mother, your brother, your sister.
但是虽然我外边看上很成功，但我里边是非常不幸福的。我没有办法去爱我的那些病人。中国人常说，我们医生要爱病人，像爱自己的父母姐妹一样。
I'm going to test my friend, my brother who's translating.I was like a walking dead without a soul.
他这里边讲到说的，我好像一个行尸走肉一样。
对了。Very good. It actually weighed on me to a point that I dislike myself.
实际上这在我里边产生了一个重大的压力，以至于我甚至不喜欢自己。
You know, for some of you, every morning you like to look at the mirror and...You know, do all the fancy stuff.
对，我们知道每个人早晨起来的时候都看见镜子，做很多特别的事情。
But I was at a point I did not even like to look at the mirror.
但是我那个时候到了一个地步，我甚至不喜欢在镜子里看见自己。
Because who I saw was myself.
因为我看见的是那个自我。
But praise the Lord, one day I was driving down the street and.There was two prostitutes across the street waving at me.
Prostitute. 有一天我开车在路上的时候，看见两个妓女向我招手。
And look like they're caring for me.
好像他们非常关心我。
Look like they want to have just like care for me like I was caring for my patient.
他们关心我好像是我关心我的病人一样。
But the Lord opened my eyes.
但是神开我里边的眼睛。
I realized that I was not any better than the two prostitutes.
所以那个时候我认识到我并不比这两个妓女强。
They were selling their body.
因为他们在卖他们的身体。
And the whole world condemned them as bad people.
全世界都定罪他们是坏人。
But I was no better than them. I was selling fake stuff, fake love, fake care.
但是我看见我自己的时候，我是在卖我那个虚假的爱，那个虚假的关心。
But during that time, I was going to a Bible church, and I learned about sin, like being greedy, proudful, jealous, lust, and all those things.
那个时候我去一个圣经的教会，我知道罪是关于是讲到嫉妒，是讲到贪婪，是讲到里边的那个邪情私欲。
But even at that time, I just basically look at this as I'm not a sinner. Everybody commit those things, and maybe I'm not even as bad as most people.
但那个时候我的认为是说，我不是一个罪人。其实每个人他们都犯了这些罪，我并不比他们差。
But I was very unhappy inside.
但是我的里边非常的不幸福。
But that moment when I saw two prostitutes, God opened my eyes that I am a sinner.
但是当那天我看见那两个妓女的时候，神开我了里边的眼睛，我是一个罪人。
And tears start flowing down my eyes, and I drove home. I get on my knees. I repented. I pray.
所以我就流泪，开到家里边的时候，我跪下来向神祷告悔改。
He restored my soul.
他就使我的灵魂苏醒。
And after that, praise the Lord, I can genuinely care for my patient.
感谢主，从那个时候开始起，我可以开始真实的关怀我的病人。
Amongst our fellowship, there's a gentleman, he came when he was 70 years old. He was amongst us for 10 years.
在我们的聚会当中，有一次来了一个人，他七十岁。
So he been with us for 10 years, but he's a very worldly person.
那个时候他在我们中间已经聚集十年，但是他是一个非常属世界的人。
So he always want the best.
他总是要那最好的。
So very quickly he accept Jesus as his savior because he wants to go to heaven.
很快他就接受了主耶稣基督作为他的救主，因为他要上天堂。
He know that's a good deal, you know.
因为他知道这是一个非常好的一件事情。
But every week he comes, he talk about gold price.
但是每主日来的时候，他都讲到黄金的价值。
He talk about real estate, where's a good deal.
他讲到这个房地产，什么地方有好的。
So we always in our heart concern is, does he really accept Jesus as his savior and is he, how deep is his faith?
所以在我们心里边总是有一个忧虑，他真实的接受主耶稣基督作为救主了吗？他心里边跟神真的有深的关系吗？
He passed away earlier this year.
今年早些的时候他被主接去。
And his name is Brother Vaughn.
他的名字是王弟兄。
So at the memorial service, you know, the usual one,talk about his birth, and then at the end, the family came up and, you know, say a few things about the father, grandfather.
所以在他的安息聚会上，通常讲到他的出生，他的生平，最后呢，他的家人来提到他的父亲，他们的祖父。
Not too many of them came up.
不是很多人上来做见证。
Couple of the grandkids, you know, share about the moment they have with, with grandfather.
他们的有两个孙子来见证他们和祖父之间所发生的一些事情。
Finally, his oldest son came up and shared.
最后他的长子他的大儿子出来做见证。
I've never heard something like this before. I never heard of what he's about to say.
我从来没有听见这关于这段事情他所讲的。
His oldest son said, My father is a horrible person.
他的长子说我的父亲是一个非常可恶的人。
The first thing came out from his mouth.
这是他第一句话从他嘴里面说出来的。
He said he is selfish. He doesn't love us. He doesn't care about us. It's all himself.
他是一个非常自私的人。他不关心我们，不爱我们，他只关心自己。
But then he said.
后来他说。
He changed when he accepted the Lord.
当他接受主耶稣基督的时候，他改变了。
We praise the Lord for him.
我们为着他赞美主。
Friends, when you accept Jesus as your Savior, He restores your soul.
亲爱的朋友们，当你接受主耶稣基督作为你救主的时候，他要使你的灵魂苏醒。
You can love those who are unlovable.
你可以去爱那些不可爱的人。
You can forgive those who are unforgivable.
你可以赦免那些不可赦免的人。
There are so many families are struggling to be together.
很多的家庭他们在挣扎着能够成为一个完整的家庭。
There's a lack of harmony.
因为在家里边缺少了和谐。
I pray that the Lord can be the shepherd in your family.
我实在是祷告愿主成为这些家庭的牧者。
In verse 3, he said that he guide me in the path of righteousness.
第三节讲到说他为着自己的名引导我走义路。
The Lord has many, many times shown me that I was on the wrong path and he helped me to get onto the right path.
很多的时候是我们的主显明我是在那个错误的路上然后他知道我走成正常。
The world wants to mold you into what the world is doing.
这个世界要把我们塑造成世界所要做的。
There was a time I was running around working 6 days a week and then the other days I would be flying around giving seminar across the country.
有一段时间我要一周工作6天非常的繁忙第7天呢到全国各地去做讲座。
I've gained the world.
我已经好像得到这个世界。
But I lost my soul.
但是我丢失了我的灵魂。
The Lord finally showed me that my job is to serve Him. It's not to serve the world.
主最后向我们显明，我的工作是要来服侍他，不是服侍这个世界。
He guide me in the path of righteousness.
所以他引导我走义路。
You know the hardest thing ever in my life is to how to raise my children.
你知道在我的一生当中最艰难的一件事情就是怎样来使我来抚养我的儿女。
I have 3 children, and I want to share a story, from my second child. Her name is Candace.
我有三个孩子，我今天要和弟兄姐妹们分享我第二个孩子，他的名字是 Candace.
So Candace went to high school, and it's a school that is mostly, Caucasian.
她去了这个高中，这个高中里边主要都是白人。
So I use that, I don't mean.Any racial meaning, but it's just in general, okay, the Chinese, they tend to be a little more, conservative, maybe the background of the parents.
我讲到这个呢，没有一点种族的意思，我是只是讲到中国人有的时候很多是比较保守的。
Because in that school, they are more free when it comes to, alcohol, for example.
因为在那个学校里边比如说对着酒对着熏酒是非常自由的一件事情
So my daughter first year in high school came back from school.
第一年我的女儿从学校回来的时候。
He said, hey, dad, mom, I have some good news.
她说爸爸妈妈我有一个好消息。
I said, oh, what is it?
我说什么呢？
He said, our whole freshman class were invited to a dance with the senior class.
我们这个所有的这一年级的学生都被邀请到这个高年级的学生里边的一个舞蹈舞会上。
So my wife and I, we look at each other.
所以我和我的姊妹彼此相视。
We know it's not very sensitive subject.
我们知道这是一个非常非常敏感的一个话题。
The first thing I would like to say,No, you're not going.
第一句话我想说的是不，你不能去。
And I know it will totally break her heart.
但我知道那是让她非常伤心的一件事情。
And I know she would probably won't talk to me for a few days.
我知道那个可能她就好几天不跟我说讲话。
So in my heart I pray to the Lord to give me wisdom.
所以我在心里边祷告愿神给我智慧。
So I ask Candace, I say Candace,
所以我问他我说 Candace,
why don't you go back to your room and pray to God?
为什么你请你回到你的房间在神面前祷告
?And if God said you can go, yes, you can go.
如果主说你可以去那你可以去。
But if God told you not to go, then I think you should not go.
如果主说你不能去我想你不应该去。
I said, but also under one condition.
但是有一个条件。
When you pray, I want you to kneel down and pray to God.
当你祷告的时候，我盼望你能够跪下来，是向神祷告。
So she went up to the room.
所以她回到了自己的房间。
5 minutes later, she came down.
五分钟之后，她下楼。
With a big smile.
脸上充满了笑容。
He said, hey, dad and mom, I guess I'm not going.
他说爸爸妈妈我想我不去了。
This is a small example.
这是一个小的例子。
But when you had Jesus as your savior, as your shepherd,
但是当我们主耶稣我们拥有主耶稣基督成我们救主我们牧者的时候
He would guide you every step.
他要在我们每一个脚步上来引领我们。
Big step, small step.
无论是大的小的他要引领我们。
Our Lord is gracious.
我们的神是一个恩典的神。
He protects us.
他保护我们。
He provides for us.
他供应我们。
Every step. Every step.
在人生的每一个路上。
In verse 4 he said, When you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you fear no evil.
第四节告诉我们说我们虽然行过死荫的幽谷也不怕遭害。
Forgive me to share another personal example.
我要原谅再分享一个个人的经历。
Again, it's about Candace.
还是关乎我那个女儿 Candace 的事情。
So when my wife was pregnant with Candace about 5 months at the time.
当我的姊妹怀Candace 五个月的时候
And on a Saturday we were out walking for about 2 hours
有一个星期六我们在外边大概行走了两个小时
And when we came home then my wife started not feeling very well
当我们回到家里的时候我的姊妹突然感觉非常不舒服
And she felt that she started getting labor pain
感觉到好像有生产的痛苦
And she felt everything start opening up
感觉到好像这个快要生产。
So we get very scared.
所以我们非常的惧怕。
So we call the doctor.
我们就给医生打电话。
The doctor said, there's nothing medically you can do.
医生说呢从医学的角度来讲我们没有办法做任何的事情。
And then the doctor very casually said,
and the 医生好像毫不经心地说
Oh, maybe you can give her a glass of wine.
也许你可以给他一杯红酒。
And then he also casually said, oh, maybe you should pray.
或者你可以祷告。
Now, I was a very young Christian at the time.
那个时候我是一个年轻的基督徒。
It's almost like it dawned on me was, how come I didn't pray? How come I forgot to pray?
所以里边有一个非常大的惊讶为什么我们没有祷告为什么没有来到神面前祷告呢
So I went to another room, a quiet room. I get on my knee and I pray to God.
所以我就来到一个安静的房间，跪下来向神祷告。
I ask God to save my daughter.
我求神来救我的女儿。
I plead.
我向神祈求。
But after about 2 minutes,
等两分钟之后
，I feel this peace in me.
我在里边感觉到一个平安。
I can't explain that.
我没有办法解释。
So I went up to the room.
所以我从那个房间里出来。
And my wife stopped her labor pain.Her labor pain stop.
所以我的姊妹就感觉到那个生产的痛苦消失了。
I asked her, when did it happen?
我问她什么时候开始的。
That was the same time when I felt the peace.
是我感觉到里边的平安那个时刻。
But we praise the Lord. The Lord is not like an idol.
我们感谢赞美主，因为他不像偶像。
There were times that the Lord made He never give us what we ask.
也许有的时候，他没有按照我们的祈求给我们。
Because there's a certain thing maybe is not good for us.
因为有些事情对我们来讲并不是好的。
The Lord will give us what's best.And at his time,
神总是要按照他自己的时间赐给我们最好的。
I know many people ask, pray to win the lotto.
我们知道很多人他们祷告要赢那个乐透奖。
One out of 20 million people will win that.
在200万中间只有一个人能够赢到。
So God is not that kind of magic maker like.The mentality of worshiping idols.
所以很多人呢，他们就里边产生了一个那个敬拜这个偶像的这个心思。
There's a very, I always remember a very beautiful picture.
我记得一幅非常美好的图画。
It is about a shepherd boy.
是关乎到一个牧羊童的事情。
Carrying a baby sheep that was.They were gone astray.
他背上一个迷失的羔羊。
So he found the sheep that was lost.
因为他找到了这个迷失的羊。
He carried the sheep on his shoulder.
所以他把这个迷失的羊扛在肩上。
And this picture is about, it stood at the back of the shepherd, not from the front.
这个照片呢是从背影射的一个，不是从前面。
And then behind is where all the sheep was. So the shepherd boy was bringing this baby sheep home.
所以我们只能看见那后边那个整个是看见一个羊，这个牧童把这个羊背在肩上带回家里。
This is the abundant life when you accept Jesus as your Savior.
这就是当你接受主耶稣基督成为你救主的时候，你得到的那个丰盛的生命。
I should not be the only one up here sharing.
我不应该是仅仅是一个人站在这上面交通的。
I know many, many of you have your experience with the Lord is so amazing.
我知道我们中间许多的弟兄姐妹们都在主里边有一个惊人的经历。
But the key is the Lord your shepherd?
但是这个关键是不是主耶稣基督是你的救主，是你的牧者。
The Lord is a good shepherd.
他是好牧人。
But in verse 1, it said, the Lord is my shepherd.
但是在第一节这里边更讲到说他是我的牧者。
This is the relationship where it started is when you accept Jesus as your Savior.
这就是当你接受主耶稣基督成为你救主的时候，那个你与主之间关系的开始。
Now I must share one more verse here.
我要再分享一节经文。
In verse 5, he said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
第五节说，在我的敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
在我的敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
In the time of David,
在大卫的时代当中
，when they have battles among different tribes,
各个族类之间有彼此的征战。
So the tribe that had the victory, they will have a celebration.
所以这个得胜的这个族类，他们就会有庆祝。
So the way they celebrate is they will have a big hall like this.
他们庆祝的方法就是他们找到一个非常大的厅，像我们现在做的。
And they will have tables around the hall.
他们在这个厅的周围都摆上桌子。
And then all the generals will sit around the table to eat and drink to celebrate.
所以那些将军都坐在这个桌子上，他们吃喝庆祝。
And then in the middle of the hall is where all the capture of the enemies, they will be all tied down, cut up, and they will be right there when they were celebrating.
但这个大厅的中间是那些被掳的敌人，他们被捆绑，被砍。
So this is a celebration of their victory.
这就是他们庆祝他们得胜的方法。
So it says here, you prepare a table before me.In the presence of my enemy.
所以这里边讲到说，在我的敌人面前，你为我预备筵席。
Before I accept Jesus as my Savior,
在我接受主耶稣基督做我救主之前
，I was indulged in gambling.
我实在是非常深的陷入到这个赌博当中。
And coming from a boys' school, I have foul language that far exceeds what most of you know about it.
我是在一个这个男孩子学校里边长大，学了许多脏话，是可能很多弟兄姐妹都没办法想象的。
But the morning after I accept the Lord as my Savior that evening when I got home, the next morning, all of a sudden I feel like there's a rejection from me inside of me about gambling and foul language.
当我那天晚上接受了主耶稣基督做我救主，第二天早晨我里边有一个非常强烈的感觉，对赌博的厌恶，对这些污秽言语的厌恶。
When we accept the Lord as the Savior, He gave us the power to overcome sin.
当我们接受主耶稣基督做救主的时候，他赐给我们能力要胜过罪。
So this is what we call an abundance life.
这就是我们所说的丰盛的生命。
So you can walk righteousness.
我们可以在公义当中行走。
You can walk righteously in the presence of man, but most important in God.
我们可以在公义当中，在人面前，但更重要的是在神面前行走。
It is the desire of God to have a relationship with you.
是神的心中的盼望，要和我们有一个个人的关系。
God created man and woman in His image.
神是照着他的形象和样式造人。
And God loves us.
神爱我们。
But when Adam and Eve fall into sin,
但是当亚当和夏娃犯罪的时候
，we inherited this nature of sin.
我们就从他们接受了这个罪的天性。
Somebody said, I thought it's very meaningful. He said, we sin.Because we are a sinner.
有人说了一句非常有意义的话，他说我们犯罪因为我们是罪人。
We sin because we are a sinner inside.
我们犯罪是因为在我们里边是罪人。
It is that sin that separates us from God.
是这个罪使我们和神之间分开了。
It's like there's a wall separate between this holy God, this righteous God, even though he's loving,But because of our sin, we cannot come to this righteous God who loves us so much.
就好像一堵墙把我们和这位爱的神，虽然他爱我们，他是公义的，但是因着罪，我们没有办法来亲近他。
But God loves us to a point that he sent his own son Jesus Christ to come 2023 years ago and die on the cross for our sin.
神是如此爱我们，在2023年之前他差遣他的独生的儿子为着我们的罪来到这个地上死在十字架上。
The Bible used the word become flesh.
圣经告诉我们说，道成了肉身。
Jesus came, become flesh.
主耶稣基督来到这个地上，成为肉身的形式。
Because only a sinless person can take on the punishment of our sin on himself.
因为只有那个无罪的，才能够为着我们的罪接受刑罚。
So when Jesus came, he was sinless, but he came and he preached about our sinfulness and how we need to repent.
当主耶稣基督是无罪的，他来到这个地上的时候，教导我们这些罪人怎样悔改。
He pointed out that it's not religion can save people.
他告诉我们说，不是宗教可以救人。
It's not good work can save people.
不是好行为可以救人。
It's not good moral can save people.
不是很好的道德可以救人。
It's not trying to be good make you a good person so you could go to heaven.
不是我们努力行善变好，我们就可以成为好人去上天堂。
If you can read the Bible 20 times, you can go to heaven.
不是我们把圣经读了20遍就可以上天堂。
If not doing good deed, you can go to heaven.
也不是我们的好行为使我们能上天堂。
You know, in the Chinese, they always say, repairing the bridge and the road will give you merit to heaven.
因为中文里边呢，有一句话常常说修路搭桥使你能上天堂。
Now, you know who's the richest man in America 10 years ago?
大家知道在十年之前美国最富的人是谁吗？
I know it changed.
因为他一直在改。
Stock markets, right?
因为这个股票市场，所以这个一直在变的。
So, the richest man in America 10 years ago, his name is Warren Buffett.
在十年之前美国最富的人是 Warren Buffett.
So, 10 years ago, Warren Buffett it's 2006. So, it's more than that. In 2006, he donated $50 billion to charity.
在2006年的时候，他捐了500亿到这个慈善机构。
How many of you have half that amount?
很多，我们中间有多少人能有这一半的钱？
So,When he was interviewed on that, when Warren Buffett was being interviewed,
当人们采访他的时候
，so he casually make a statement. He said, "Oh, now I can buy my ticket to heaven."
他漫不经心地说道，现在我可以买到了去天堂的门票。
But we know you cannot buy your way to heaven.
但是我们知道我们没有办法买到进天堂的门票。
So how do we get to heaven?
所以我们怎样才能够上天堂呢？
So I'd like to summarize with the verse John 3:16.
我要用约翰福音三章十六节做一个总结。
John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish.But have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
God's love is not like human love.
神的爱不像人的爱。
So many times I shared the gospel to friends.
很多的时候和朋友们分享福音的时候。
He would say, "Oh, God is a loving God. We can all go to heaven."
他会说，神是一个爱的神，所以我们都可以上天堂。
But yes, God is loving.
是，神是爱。
But God is also a holy God, a righteous God.
但是神也是圣洁、公义的神。
But because of His love, He sent His Son to die on the cross for us.
因着他的爱，他差遣他的儿子为着我们的罪死在十字架上。
So He said He gave His one and only Son.
所以他说，他把甚至赐下他的独生子。
Some translation is his unique son，
或者是他那个独一的儿子。
And some said the son in his bosom，
或者是说在他怀中的那个儿子。
So some people would ask， Did God only have one son？
有人就问，是不是神只有一个儿子呢？
But the meaning is actually means he's a unique son。
但是这里边所要强调的意思 是那个独特的儿子。
They talk about is Jesus is the Son of God, but he came to this world to take on the form of man, and he died on the cross for the sin of the world.
他讲到主耶稣基督，他是神的儿子，来到这个地上，成为人的样式，背负了人类的罪。
So he gave his unique son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
他为我们的罪死在十字架上，是一个神独特的儿子，任何人接受他就可以不至灭亡，反得永生。
Belief is something so, is a word if you really think about it. This is how what require?
这个相信，当我们想到的时候，我们可能想到他要求什么呢？
That's the only thing required to have this relationship with God.
他唯一的要求就是和我们和神之间有这个关系。
It doesn't require us to do anything.
不要求我们做任何事情。
Just as the hymn said, just as I am.
像我们唱首的那首诗歌一样，就是照我本相。
God will meet you where you at.
神要在你现在的光景当中遇见你。
No matter where you are, God will meet you where you at.
神无论你现在的光景是什么，神要在你现在的光景当中遇见你。
I heard people say, "Oh, I have to do better before I became a Christian."
有人告诉我说，我要改变得更好才能成为基督徒。
No, no. God said, "Just believe."
不，神说只要相信。
Where you are, just as you are.
照你的本相，就像你在现在的光景。
To believe Him.
相信他。
You know, there's something about this word belief.
我们知道这个相信这个词。
It really tells you a lot about God.
他实在是说出了许多神的特征。
When God accepts us, it's not require us to do anything outward.
当神接受我们的时候，不需要我们在外边做任何事情。
You're not required to do any religious activities.
我们不需要做任何宗教的行为。
You don't require to try to be a good person or do good deed.
我们不需要努力把自己改变成为更好的人，有更好的行为。
And all it requires is for you to believe.
所要求的唯一的要求就是你相信。
It is something that every one of us can do.
是我们每个人都可以做的。
I cannot be Warren Buffett.
我不可以成为那个 Warren Buffett.
You cannot be Warren Buffett.
你也不能够成为 Warren Buffett.
I cannot be a good person by myself. I know I cannot.
我不可以能成因着我自己成为一个好人，我知道我不能。
But I know I can believe.
但是我知道我可以相信。
It's like a beggar boy on the street, starving, cold, and looking for the next meals.
就像一个乞讨的男孩在街上经历了寒冷和饥渴。
And the king just came by and saw this poor beggar boy.
当王来到他这个时候，看见了这个可怜的乞讨的男孩。
And invite him to his home.
把他接到家里。
And this beggar boy have two choice.
这个乞讨男孩有两个选择。
One choice is,
一个选择是
I don't believe it.
我不相信。
The second choice is,
第二个选择是
I believe what the king said.
我相信王所说的话。
And when he believed, his life changed.
当他相信的时候，他的生命要改变。
He will no longer be on the street begging.
他就不需要在街上乞讨了，乞讨。
That was my life before I accept Jesus as my Savior.
那就是我在接受主耶稣基督之前我生命的写照。
But when I accept the Lord, His grace is all sufficient for me.
当我接受主耶稣基督的时候，他的恩典是足够的。
So this is the abundant life.
这是丰盛的生命。
I mentioned earlier my father passed away at 104.
我前面提到我的父亲在104岁的时候过世。
And when he was 90 years old,
当他90岁的时候
he accepted Jesus as his Savior.
他接受了主耶稣基督作为他个人的救主。
His sins are forgiven.
他的罪得着赦免。
And today my dad and my mom, they're in heaven, waiting for me.
今天我的父母亲他们在天堂等待我。
When I get there, they will welcome me.
当我到那的时候，他们要欢迎我。
So this is the hope we have, the hope of glory.
这是我们的盼望，是一个荣耀的盼望。
We live this life is long and short, depend on how you look at it.
我们的一生要看你自己的观点，可能是很长，也可能很短。
But where you end up is the most important.
但是我们的结局是最重要的。
We are in this world trying to get this, get this, get this, get this, get this. One day it'll be zero.
我们在这个地上要争取许多的东西，这样的事情，那样的事情，但有一天都要成为零。
But are you going to be in heaven or in hell? That's what you need to make a decision.
但是你要在天堂还是在地狱呢？那是你需要做的决定。
He said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, Jesus." Whoever believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
圣经告诉我们说，神爱世人，甚至赐下他的独生的儿子，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And this eternal life is not just talk about in the future that you will be in heaven. It's much more than that.
这个永生不仅仅讲到未来我们在天堂，是远超过这些的。
And this eternal life starts.When you accept Jesus, the minute you start accept Jesus as your Savior,
这个永生乃是从你接受主耶稣基督那个时刻开始在你里边。
And that's what we've been sharing is this abundant life.
这就是我们所分享的丰盛的生命。
He restores your soul.
他要使我们的灵魂苏醒。
He provides for you.
他要供应我们。
He guides you.
他要引导我们。
He leads you.
他要引领我们。
And you can overcome with victory in this life.
我们在这个今生当中可以有一个得胜的生命。
I should stop here.
我想我们应该停在这里。
I think I pray that God will speak to every one of us.
我祷告愿神对我们每个人的心说话。
And I pray that.For those who we had accept Jesus as our Savior,
我祷告我们这些已经接受主耶稣基督作为个人救主的弟兄姐妹们。
Once again, we'll make a commitment to walk with the Lord, to walk with the King.
我们要再一次委身，把我们自己献给神，要跟随主耶稣基督。
It'll be a life that's full of blessing and grace and anointing.
要过一个充满着丰盛祝福的生命。
To walk with the King,
要和这位君王万王之王行走。
Commit your walk your life to the Lord,
要把我们自己在神面前的生活行走，要委身于他。
And for those of you who are still considering about who Jesus is,
对于那些正在寻找耶稣基督是谁的朋友们
，I urge you that you will accept Jesus as a Savior.
我实在是。劝你们要接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
When is the best time to accept Jesus?
接受耶稣基督做救主是最好的时候是什么呢
？You know the answer?
大家知道这个答案
？Now
是现在
，just now
是现在。
So at the very end, I'd like to sing the hymn "Just as I Am Again."
所以在这个结束的时候，我们要再唱那首诗歌《照我本相》。
And when we sing the hymn, we like to sing it with a prayerful heart.
当我们唱这首诗歌的时候，实在是盼望我们带着一个祷告的心来唱。
And then we will have a calling at that time.
那个时候我们会有一个呼召。
A calling is basically is an invitation to come to the Lord and accept Him as your Savior.
这个呼召呢，就是给弟兄姐妹给朋友们一个机会来接受主耶稣基督做你的救主。
So it is, the Bible said that you have to believe in your heart.
圣经告诉我们说我们要心里相信。
And confess with your mouth.
口里承认。
So the Lord, God is asking us to have action with what you believe.
神要我们所相信的要外边有行动。
That's why the calling basically is call to action.
所以这个呼召就是要呼召我们进入这个行动。
And this action will change your life.
这个行动要改变我们的人生。
And you will have this abundant life.
你要拥有这个丰盛的生命。
Eternal life.
是一个永恒的生命。
a promise.
这是神的应许。
You know, every word of God is like a blank check signed by God.
神的每句话都好像一个空白支票一样，是神所签字的。
But God is not a God that spoil you neither.
神并不是他要帮我们这个惯坏的一个神。
There's still going to be a lot of pain and suffering and trial ahead of us.
在我们的人生的路上，可能还有许多的艰难，许多的痛苦。
God is not accepting that life will be perfect when you accept Jesus.
神不是说当我们接受主耶稣基督的时候，生活就是完美了。
Those things are still waiting for us.
那些事情还在等待我们。
But when you accept Jesus as your Savior,
但是当你接受主耶稣基督作为救主的时候，
He will guide you.
他要引导你。
He will lead you.
他要带领你。
He'll be with you every step.
他要在你人生的每个角度当中与你同行。
That's His promise.
这是他的应许。
So let's turn to hymn 628.
所以我们翻开诗歌的628首。
So what we do is we'll sing the first stanza three times.
我们要把第一节唱三遍。
So the first time when we sing, the first stanza when we sing, I like to have brother and sister who already accept Jesus to sing that.
第一遍我们要请已经接受主耶稣基督作为救主的弟兄姐妹们来唱。
We'll sing it to those who are still want to accept Jesus.
我们是对着那些还没有接受主耶稣基督做救主的朋友们唱。
So, in the first stanza when brother and sister sing the hymn, I ask you to stand up.
所以第一节我们弟兄姐妹们唱的时候，我们请你站起来。
And then when we sing the second time,
当我们唱第二遍的时候，
I want to invite all those who want to accept Jesus as your Savior if you haven't done it.
我要邀请所有那些愿意接受主耶稣基督做救主的，如果你还没有接受主的。
We'll ask you to stand up and sing it with us.
我请你们站起来一起唱。
And the third time we sing this, we will sing it together to rejoice in the Lord.
第三遍我们要一起唱，在神里边充满的喜乐。
Is that okay?
可以吗？
Okay, alright, so let's sing the first time.
我们要唱第一遍，第一次。
I'd like to invite everyone to stand up to accept Jesus as a Savior.
我邀请所有愿意接受主耶稣基督作为救主的，也站起来和我们一起唱。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us.
天父，我们感谢你爱我们。
Thank you for Jesus to die on the cross for our sin.
谢谢主耶稣基督为着我们的罪死在十字架上。
You are the good shepherd.
你是好牧人。
We come before you when we pray that you lay down your life for us.
我们来到你的面前，因为你为我们流血舍命。
You protect us, you guide us, you lead us.
你保护我们，你引领我们。
And you gave us this eternal life, the abundant life.
你给我们永生，是一个丰盛的生命。
Once again, we gave all the thanks to you.
再一次，我们把感谢来归给你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请坐。
We thank the Lord for those who you stand up the second time.
我们为着第二次站起来的这些朋友们接受主的，感谢主。
You know, the most important is not I saw you.
最重要的不是我看见了你。
But God saw you.
但是神看见了你。
We praise the Lord. We thank you for you doing that.
我们感谢主。
And we can call you brother and sister now.
我们可以现在叫你，称你为我们的弟兄姐妹。
So for those of you who stand up the second time, may I ask you to stand up so we can say hello to you.
第二次站起来这些新的弟兄姐妹，我们请你再站起来一下，我们可以跟你打个招呼。
Praise the Lord. The Lord saw you.
主看见了你们。
He planted that seed in your heart now.
他在你的心里边已经种下了生命的种子。
But this is the first step.
但是这是第一步。
And we need to continue to get fed, just like a newborn baby.
我们需要继续被喂养，好像新生的婴儿一样。
So we invite you to continue to come to fellowship, so we can share, we can learn about Jesus.
所以我们邀请你能够继续来到聚会当中，我们可以一起分享主耶稣基督。
Praise the Lord.
感谢赞美。
Please be seated.
请坐。